Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday, the 16th of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been studying through the book of 1 John. Those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And in fact, we're up to the final verse of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 21. A few simple words. It reads, "Dear children, keep yourselves from idols." Idols, an interesting concept in the 21st century for most of us. We are not that familiar with idols or calling things idols, but of course it was a very familiar idea to people of that day. And our usual assumption is that it's about the worship of a physical idol, which still takes place in many other parts of the world. And he could be referring to physical idols. There were temptations for the early Christians to join in emperor worship, which could include bowing down to altars or images of the emperor. But in the context of this letter, the main issue has not been about the emperor or emperor worship, but the identity of Jesus. So it's more likely that instead of talking about physical idols, what John is concerned about here is false conceptions of God, the Greek word idola. As F.F. Bruce puts it in his commentary, any conception of God that is at variance with his self-revelation in Christ is an idol. Hence, says John, since you have received the truth, have nothing to do with counterfeits. Beware of imitations and refuse all substitutes. The point is that if we're going to understand God, he has to reveal himself. And he has chosen his method of self-revelation, and his method is to show us Jesus Christ, to give us Jesus Christ, so that we can know him, see him, understand him, hear from him, and ultimately be in him. There's an old saying that you see on the side of some vans advertising companies that says, "often imitated, never bettered," or "often imitated, never duplicated." Perhaps "often imitated, seldom bettered." What is the standard? How do we know the truth? Who can be bettered? Who could be bettered than the earliest witnesses? If we really want to know Jesus Christ, we cannot do better than those earliest witnesses of Jesus, and John was there, as he says at the beginning of his letter. He finishes with, "Dear children, my little children." The apostle of love, as John has been called, has loved them enough to write a caring, deep, thorough letter, full of grace and truth. And this is a wonderful model for us, to show us how to help others. If we're going to help people with their doubts and their fears, and perhaps with their temptations to follow false teachings, it's not going to be a quick conversation over a cup of coffee. Perhaps it is a letter, or for us, an email. Perhaps it's a long conversation. Reasoning, thinking, listening, but not something made up on the moment without any depth. If John took the trouble to write this long letter to this church, then it's a model for us to take the time and the effort to think best about how to help others. This letter is a wonderful epistle, giving us so many reasons to have faith. It teaches us to hold on to the true Jesus, even when he is not popular or gets us into trouble. Hold on to the true Jesus. It reminds us to love one another with a Jesus-inspired loyalty. It teaches us to be honest about our sins and to confess them, knowing that forgiveness is available. I believe that anyone who takes to heart the message of this book will be confident of their salvation. I hope you've enjoyed these podcasts on 1 John. I've certainly enjoyed recording them. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find out by going to our website, nwlcc.org. You can contact me from there. And until the next recording of the next topic we shall cover, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.